I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. So what's for Christmas dinner this year? Ham? Roast beef? Goose? Oysters? You may have noticed that the price point went up as I went through that list. Anyway, around this time every year in Los Angeles, the lines start forming for something traditional that's easier on the wallet. Saul Gonzalez of KCRW in Santa Monica tells us that for some people, it's just not Christmas without it.
At the bustling Los Cinco Puntos Market in LA's Boyle Heights neighborhood, you can buy all kinds of traditional Mexican ingredients and foods, from carne asada tacos and cheese tamales to dry chilies and herbs. But during the holiday season, co-manager Frank Brito says it's pretty much all about the tamales.
Some people come in and order 20 dozens, 30 dozens, 50 dozens in a box.
And that's not unusual?
No, not at all.
If you haven't had a tamale, let's review the culinary basics. Although recipes can differ, it's usually a filling wrapped in a thin layer of cornmeal dough called masa, which in turn is wrapped in either a corn husk or sometimes a banana leaf. All of it is then steam cooked. The heart of the tamale, the filling, can be pretty much whatever rocks your taste buds.
There's sweet tamales, there's strawberry, there's pineapple, there's cinnamon. Chicken tamales with cheese, there's green chili and cheese, there's pork.
Everything tamales. Under the sun.
Everything, yes. It depends on what you like and how you've been accustomed to making them.
Tamales have been a staple of Mexican cooking for centuries, dating back to the Mayan and Aztec civilizations. From Mexico, tamales spread to the rest of Latin America and to this country where they were introduced at the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago. Tamales have also become a dish associated with Christmas and New Year celebrations. For poorer Mexican-American families during the holidays, serving tamales became a way to celebrate without giving expensive gifts. That's how Frank Jimenez remembers it. I meet him outside of Cinco Puntos after he's bought a couple of dozen tamales.
Well, it was tough growing up, you know, in a Mexican heritage. Didn't have, presents and all that, so the only thing was the tamales. That's what we had to unwrap.
Making tamales at home is also part of Latino holiday culture, giving family members time to catch up and swap stories, says Gaspar Rodriguez, who's waiting in line at Cinco Puntos.
They call it the mitote session, the gossip session, you know, catch up with family and stuff like that.
In Mexican neighborhoods like Boyle Heights, many people who've moved elsewhere return to the community to buy their tamales, says Frank Brito, the market co-manager.
And people move away from East L.A. and they come back. Like the people just left a few minutes ago, they're coming from San Bernardino. They used to live down the street. They bought their masa and stuff here for all the years, and now that they move away, they come back and continue buying here.
So it's really the tamales that really connect people to the neighborhood,
yes.
No matter where they might be.
Yes.
But in an increasingly diverse and gentrifying Los Angeles, where people pick and choose their culinary traditions, tamales have become popular with non-Latinos, says Maria Cano, who's come to buy tamales for her office.
Yes, yes, and they're everywhere now. We have little restaurants in downtown area that sell tamales. Of course, they triple the price, you know, so that's a challenge.
They're hip now.
Of course, because they're hipsters.
Of course, what kind of a reporter would I be if I did a story on tamales and didn't sample them myself? Actually, every holiday season, I stand in line at another well-known tamale place in Boyle Heights called La Mascota.
I'll have 24. 24 tamales, yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Hey, man, thanks so much. Appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm here in my home kitchen now. I've taken one of the tamales out of the bag, unwrap the corn husk, and inside is this beautiful, kind of very light yellow masa exterior, and inside, chicken with some green chilies. Mm. Whatever your background or tradition or custom, this is just delicious. For The World, I'm Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.